Brace yourselves. Potholes are coming.
This is about as perfect of a setup as you can get for potholes, and unfortunately, every road is susceptible to them.
Jim Mahoney is with the Connecticut Transportation Institute. Here's the science behind it.
While the ground is frozen, you really don't have any potholes that can form because everything's nice and hard and tight and well supported.
But then the ground starts to thaw.
The ground thaws from the top down. And so what ends up happening is you end up with the frozen layer retreating deeper into the ground.
And on top of that, a layer of melted ice forms, setting up shop between the deeper frozen soil and the surface covered by road.
So the soil itself is saturated, and at that point, it can't support nearly the same amount of weight that it could during the summer or fall or whatever when it's actually drained. And so that's when you get the most amount of potholes.
Connecticut already went through this frost-thaw cycle once, and as temperatures begin to plummet again...
Looks like we're setting up for almost two pothole cycles in one season.
And that means a lot of road work. Mahoney says crews will continue to do cold patching for the next few weeks until temperatures get high enough to allow for permanent road fixes in the spring. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.